Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
World Economic Forum has recently launched a controversial new initiative that should have the entire human race up in arms. The World Economic Forum is demanding that humans hand over sovereignty of their brains to the global elite. According to the WEF, brainwaves are nothing more than data, and we should be happy to allow AI to intrude into our brains for our own good. The WEF's annual meeting in Davos in January held a very important seminar discussing brain transparency, during which the global elite explained exactly how they're going to use AI to enslave humanity. The WEF's plans feature new technology that allow the scanning of the human brain via wearable devices, no electrodes required. Such scans allow AI-enabled computers to read and interpret the wearer's state of mind by instantly understanding recorded brainwaves. Take a look at this deeply disturbing cartoon the WEF produced for their stakeholders to explain exactly how they will use AI to control, coerce, manipulate, and ultimately enslave the human race. And as you're watching this, remember that as WEF presenter Nita Farahani is so excited to proclaim, they already have this technology. I repeat, Klaus Schwab already has the technology and owns the devices they are discussing in this video.
First off, a video. It's going to make you see the future and understand a wonderful future where we can use brainwaves to fight crime, be more productive, and find love. Let's roll.
You're in the zone. Even you can't believe how productive you've been. Your memo is finished. Your inbox is under control. And you're feeling sharper than you have in a decade. Sensing your joy, your playlist shifts to your favorite song, sending chills up your spine as the music begins to play. You glance at the program running in the background on your computer screen and notice a now familiar sight that appears whenever you're overloaded with pleasure, your theta brainwave activity decreasing in the temporal regions of your brain. You mentally move the cursor to the left and scroll through your brain data over the past few hours. You can see your stress levels rising as the deadline to finish your memo approached, causing a peak in your beta brainwave activity right before an alert popped up, telling you to take a brain break. But what's that unusual change in your brain activity when you're asleep? It started earlier in the month. You send a text message to your doctor with a mental swipe of your cursor. Could you take a quick look at my brain data? Anything to worry about? Your mind starts to wander to the new colleague on your team, whom you know you shouldn't be daydreaming about, given the policy against intra-office romance. But you can't help fantasizing just a little. But then you start to worry that your boss will notice your amorous feelings when she checks your brain activity and shift your attention back to the present. You breathe a sigh of relief when the email she sends you later that day congratulates you on your brain metrics from the past quarter, which have earned you another performance bonus. You head home jamming to the music with your work-issued brain-sensing earbuds still in. When you arrive at work the next day, a somber cloud has fallen over the office. Along with emails, text messages, and GPS location data, the government has subpoenaed employees' brainwave data from the past year. They have compelling evidence that one of your coworkers has committed massive wire fraud. Now, they're looking for his co-conspirators. You discover they are looking for synchronized brain activity between your coworker and the people he has been working with. While you know you're innocent of any crime, you've been secretly working with him on a new startup venture. Shaking, you remove your earbuds.
What do you think? Is it a future you're ready for? You may be surprised to learn that it's a future that has already arrived. Everything in that video that you just saw is based on technology that is already here today. Artificial intelligence has enabled advances in decoding brain activity in ways that we never before thought possible. You've heard a lot about AI over the past few years. Here at Davos, it's been the talk of the hour. But I want to talk about it in a different way, which is the ability to decode brainwave activity. After all, what you think, what you feel, it's all just data. Data that in large patterns can be decoded using artificial intelligence.
Despite what the mainstream media are attempting to convince us, the World Economic Forum are not trying to fix anything. They're trying to break everything and leave it broken. They are trying to break you. Artificial intelligence systems paired with such devices allow unprecedented insight into the mental and emotional state of the wearer. The wearable thought-reading devices Nita discusses do not look weird or unwieldy. The WEF is determined for this technology to be rolled out as seamlessly as possible. Closer to the end of the video, Farahani talks about how important it is to preserve safeguards. But take a look at her face when a member of the audience makes a tongue-in-cheek comment that all CEOs will use this technology completely responsibly. You don't need an AI brain transparency mind-reading device to understand what's going on inside her head. If you've been paying attention to the WEF's policies in recent times, you'll realize this isn't really about making the world a better place. WEF policies all have one thing in common. They dehumanize, degrade, and mock us. They are designed to take away all of the joys of life and inflict maximum pain. And plans are already underway to roll out this technology via popular social networks. Farahani reports that Facebook and tech companies are investing heavily in these devices.
Because major tech companies are investing in helping to make these devices universally applicable as the way in which we interact with the rest of our technology. In fact, the coming future, and I mean near-term future, is these devices being the primary way in which we interact with all of the rest of our technology.
Think about this for a minute. You will need to wear a brain scanner to integrate with big tech's new shiny gadgets, which will likely be supplied for free. The scanner will send your brainwave activity to big tech's AI engines. AI is bulky and cannot be placed into a tablet or phone, so your brainwaves will be collected centrally by Facebook or another big tech company. The possibilities for abuse are endless. For example, let's say that a woke designer of such an AI or a disinformation governance board bureaucrat would decide that they need to stop people from thinking climate change denying thoughts. If so, as soon as your train of thought diverges from the officially approved narrative and starts turning towards skeptical opinions on, say, climate change, the AI will proactively show you an attractive, scantily clad person, a cute cat doing something silly, or some other distraction to disrupt your thought development. And don't think you can opt out of such a dystopian world. According to the WEF, you won't be able to quit your job because there'll be nowhere else to go.
Okay, well, if you don't like your job, just quit. But what if there's nowhere to go? What if everywhere has ubiquitous monitoring? In fact, during the pandemic, what we found was that 80% of companies admitted that they use at least some forms of so-called bossware technology to monitor the productivity of their employees. Whether it's a white-collar employee monitoring what's on their screen or in any other context, surveillance is part of our everyday lives. Surveillance for productivity is part of what has become the norm in the workplace. And maybe with good reason. 9 out of 10 employees waste time during the workday. They focus on other things. There may be good reasons why we want to be able to find better ways to monitor whether somebody is paying attention or they're doing something different. The newest way to monitor attention is through a device like this one. These are EarPods that are launching later this year. These EarPods, much like the video you watched earlier, are EarPods that can pick up brainwave activity and tell whether or not a person is paying attention or their mind is wandering.
Of course, the mainstream media has been completely co-opted by the World Economic Forum, and they will try to cancel you if you dare to speak sense about any of these issues. According to the mainstream media in 2020, obesity is healthy. Spirally inflation is normal. The vaccines are not causing people to keel over and die, and there are an infinite number of genders. George Orwell warned us about these times. He said they will try to convince us that war is peace. How right he was. Now they're trying to convince us that handing over sovereignty of our own brains is a way to improve the state of the world. Only time will tell if this disturbing initiative is accepted by people around the world. But one thing is for sure, we are not going to go down without a fight. This power-hungry cabal of billionaires and politicians has long plotted to enslave the masses, and now they're making their move. If we don't comply with their demands, the WEF warns, we will face certain doom. They claim that only by handing over our freedom and autonomy to the elite and allowing them to depopulate the world can we hope to avoid the catastrophes that are looming on the horizon. But more and more people are refusing to submit to the WEF's tyrannical demands. Brave activists and rebels are rising up to fight back against the global elite, determined to defend their sovereignty at any cost, determined to protect their families and those they love. Will you join them in the fight for freedom, or will you cower in fear and submit to the demands of the global elite? The choice is yours, but whatever you do, don't underestimate the consequences of your choices. Please like and subscribe to this channel so we...
Alrighty, here, you know, we've... What he just said, that there are people that are more and more resisting. We just saw some very good examples of that here in Ohio, where in Ohio, the Agenda 21, Ohio version of that is NOACA. They're called NOACA. And they've been out trying to recruit people, been going to with a deep state message. These people are tied in directly with the World Economic Forum, World Health Organization. They're shadowy figures. They work... these people, for the most part, they're lobbyists, and some of them are some low-ranking politicians. But here, the whole idea is they want to, first of all, they want to make like a caste system, two classes of people, the elite, and then the rest of us. And what they want to do is totally control every aspect of our life, every bit of it, where we can live, what we can afford. And so we've been resisting and pushing back and going to their meetings here recently and shutting some of them down, letting them know, you know, we don't want you. When they came out here to in a five county, they just had a five county where they showed it in five different counties in the libraries. They put their program out trying to deceive people is what they're trying to do. And they were told in no uncertain terms, get out of our counties. We don't want you in our counties. In the Middlefield Library, I was out there, was about 100 people. And as far as I could see, only one person out of the 100 was in favor. All of the rest turned out to say, we don't want you there. And then when we went to Cleveland, when they had their thing in Cleveland, there was about 100 of us showed up down there and let them know. But they're bad news.
It's always like whenever they come to town, we're from the government, we're here to help. That's the nine scariest words in the English
language. Ronald Reagan said the scariest words. We're from the government, we're here to help. Okay, very good.
With real quick on this AI stuff, we're actually well past the point of 1984 where they're just monitoring us through monitors and all that. Now it's basically high tech on steroids, and they've got one of the new items is ChatGPT, and you can actually type in a question in a matter of seconds. You can generate a thesis or almost generate a book, but the data that they're pulling is so slanted, obviously to the left, that anybody that uses this, number one, they're going to stop thinking for themselves, and number two, they're going to be just totally, the only viewpoint they're ever going to see is the left or the liberal point of view, which is dangerous.
Absolutely. John's going to have to leave us early tonight, not because he's a sissy and not because he wants to get his beauty sleep, but he has a very good reason. So, John, give us all your information before you run out on us.
Well, Pastor Ernie, I was listening very intently. That was an excellent little information you had there. But that's heading directly into the mark of the beast.
Absolutely.
They're going to be able to monitor when people take the mark of the beast. They'll know it by monitoring them, and then they'll be able to control everything that they're thinking and doing.
Absolutely.
And that's why you're not going to be able to get out. That's one of the reasons you won't be able to get out from the mark of the beast, because they'll like sear your brain. You won't be able to think on your own. You'll be like a robot then.
Well, they're going to be going into all the public schools with this. Now, this thing that they were showing is a cartoon. It was made especially for, say, I would say high school kids. If you would see it, you would see this. young woman sitting at her desk, and she's looking over at this guy working in the office, and she's imagining him without his shirt off, and the whole idea. And this woman who was promoting this, Nita Farani, this woman was a real Jezebel. You could see she was a real Jezebel spirit. A Hillary type, okay? And so they're it's about control. They want to control every single aspect of your life, of your being. You
know, well, Pastor Ernie, doesn't God, through the Holy Spirit, know all our thoughts?
Absolutely.
Well, this is going to be Satan's attempt using high technology to control all the people that are under him, their thoughts.
Well, that's the point. Satan is not omnipotent, omniscient, or omnipresent, but through technology, he can appear that. He can appear to be, can he? But now, but is not he that is in us, is he not greater than he that is in the world?
Yes.
Okay, so then, John, if we're in communications, and you know, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. If we're in communications, and if we go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2, and we read what it says there about, again, wisdom and having the understanding that we have, we will see this. We'll know what they're doing, and it won't, you know, we won't let the enemy out of. We've been telling people, if you love your children, get them out of the public school system. This is where they're going with this, right away into the public school system. And the mainstream media will promote this 110%. The mainstream media is owned by the New World Order. And so
they'll put some twist on it. It'll help your children learn. It'll give them a disciplined mind, and they'll be twice as smart and easy learners, and they'll put some sort of twist on it, and it's to make them slaves to the system, and that's heading towards the mark of the beast, Pastor. And you could see it.
But if you're biblically literate, will you know this? If the parents that are biblically literate parents, will they recognize this right away? But the ones that are not biblically literate, to them, you know, this will sound perfectly reasonable, right?
I think they might even go with the attention deficit disorder. It'll put an end to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly where I was going to follow up with that. But Pastor Ernie, how many people that claim to have known the Lord took the death shot despite being warned and everything else? They went ahead and took it.
You know, that's what surprised me.
Yes, me too. I was shocked.
I was really surprised at the... Now, there's a number of these pastors that are apologizing for that now. They not only did they take the shot, but they also allowed for them to set
in
up
the churches.
Right at the churches, these mega churches. And now many of them are trying to walk it back, and they're apologizing for it. And it's because of the information that we've been getting out. People, programs like this one and others that have been getting out there. But, yeah.
Well, and I've got to go, Pastor Ernie, but I just want to let everybody know that tomorrow morning I'm going to be giving, and actually it's a two-part series, one tomorrow morning and the other in March, and it's on the knowledge I have from defending the faith. We had talked earlier about it against proving. This is for proving that our faith is 100% right in the Old Testament. It's for strengthening the believers, and it's also giving us ammunition to proclaim the gospel in a very unique way, completely unique. So my first topic is conclusive proof, only Jesus of Nazareth can be Israel's King Messiah. And it starts at 10 a.m. Central, and I'll be speaking at about 10:40, and it's streaming. I assume that most of the people are not in my area, but it's streaming online at my shalom, one word, myshalom.org, and it is a / streaming, and that'll take you right into the event. And Pastor Ernie, I think I sent you, did I send you the books that I wrote on my knowledge from defending the faith?
I thought I had all of your books. I don't know.
Remember if I sent it or not.
When was the last, when did you do it?
Well, I'm writing brochures now, but these were written like 2005.
Oh, I would have had them. Yeah, I've got them then because yeah. We did all your books on the air. But,
yeah, I wanted to give a little example. I debated their probably the top anti-missionary rabbi. They call him anti-missionary.
You had that on film too. We showed that in our church.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had a meltdown. Pastor Ernie, he had a complete public meltdown during the debate over Psalm 110. And I'm going to present to the people, I call it the core. There's prophecy in Zechariah. The fulfillment is in Ezekiel 43 and Psalm 110. You put these three together, and it's absolutely everything we believe, like about the Lord, everything, that he's the God of Israel, the Trinity, it's all there. So that's, I'm going to be teaching the people. So I'd like this to go like nationwide. It would be tremendous if it did. And it's myshalom.org/streaming. So I'm getting up early in the morning, Pastor Ernie, and it was a wonderful show, as usual. But that little video audio that you just played, that was, wowee, was that powerful.
All right. Are you going to get beauty sleep?
Every time I sleep is beauty sleep, Pastor Ernie.
So does it work, though?
I don't know. I tell you what, I'll ask my wife.
I wouldn't ask my wife on that one because she'd tell me the truth.
And, all right. God bless you.
God bless you. Have a good night, my friend. Have a good program.
All the listeners. All right. God bless you. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks. All right. Elon Musk identifies the worst offender in U.S. government censorship. That's right. According to Twitter CEO Elon Musk, an obscure agency called the Global Engagement Center is the worst offender in U.S. government censorship and media manipulation. They are a threat to the democracy, Musk stated. This is the line they fed the media about me, he added. So there you go. The United States of America is not a democracy. What, we are a constitutional republic. Are we the only ones that know that?
Seems that way. Okay. They don't teach it in schools, so.
Hey, listen, you know what? Back when they were talking to Biden about when Russia first went into war, and they were talking about the pipeline there, and Biden says, that pipeline could be shut down. He said
He said, right? He will shut it down, yeah.
And then what happened, he bombed it. He blew that up. That's actually an act of war. He's admitted to it now, huh?
Yeah, there's a new report that basically Biden ordered the U.S. Navy to bomb the Nord Stream pipelines, and it's by Pulitzer Prize winner Seymour Hersh. And he reported that U.S. Navy divers last June, while operating under the cover of a widely publicized NATO exercise called Balt Top 22, planted the remotely triggered explosives that 3 months later destroyed three of four Nord Stream pipes. And this is like actually a special group, so which they were able to circumvent Congress. It's a U.S. Navy diving and salvage center in Panama that trained these divers. And because they were Navy only, not members of America's Special Operations Command, whose covert operations must be reported to Congress and briefed in advance to the Senate and House leadership, they were able to get away with this.
Yep. Let me tell you, here's some good news, too. I've been watching these hearings, these congressional hearings, and this. And Representative Comer confronts Joel Roth about his tweet calling Trump and his supporters, that's us, conservative Christian Trump supporters, he called us Nazis. And there's a video there. So the House Oversight Committee on Wednesday held a full committee hearing on government suppression of speech in regard to the Hunter Biden laptop. Here's the witness list. Okay. Former chief legal officer of Twitter, I don't know how to pronounce this. Vahia Gade, James Baker, former deputy general counsel of Twitter, Joel Roth, former global head of the trust and safety. And boy, you know, but these people, they're, you know, when you're under oath, and I watched them swear an oath, and I can't remember. Remember Hillary?
Yeah.
I don't remember. No, you know, I just don't remember. No, they're lying. They do remember. And her House Oversight Committee, James Comer, confronted Joel Roth about his tweet calling Trump and his supporters Nazis. And Roth's voice was shaking as he answered Comer's questions. Roth said he rejects the language he used in the tweet. So, yeah, well, at least he didn't say, I can't remember, right?
Yep. We're talking about Elon Musk with Twitter. Now he wants to step down, find someone to replace him. James O'Keefe is basically the foundation of Project Veritas. He's the one that's done all those brilliant undercover videos.
Yeah, he would be one. Yeah, we've actually sent him some support.
Yeah, he's outstanding. Now, Project Veritas actually put him on administrative leave. I think at the behest of Pfizer, because he just released that report against Pfizer. So he's on administrative leave. I think it would be neat if Musk actually hired him to run Twitter. It would be fun.
Yeah, that would be
unbelievable.
Great. Yeah, he would be a good one for that. Yeah, absolutely. And now you see that there's about a dozen or more candidates of Republicans are going to run for that are talking about running for president. And wouldn't it be good to see Trump and DeSantis on the same ticket?
Yeah, it would be the perfect setup because then DeSantis would take 28 and 32, and maybe in 12 years we might get the country back where it belongs.
Yep. Okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go to a break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to open the phone lines right now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. But I've got an article that I'm going to hit on as soon as we get back. So, huge development for January 6th prisoners. Vindication coming soon. That's right. Do you know what they're going to do? All of those hours and hours and hours of video that
they're going to release them.
Yeah, they're going to release it now that they got nasty out of the way. So, we'll be back right after this.
Second Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
Lord Almighty, I feel the temperature rise. Fire, fire is burning above and below. World, 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 you've down been set on fire. It's me you're blaming, but I tried to tell you so. It wasn't his design that you should perish in the fire. It hurts to hear you cry. Burning world. Ooh, 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 I feel the temperature rising. I'm not complaining of this new body of mine. Burning, burning, burning,
can't do nothing to me. Walking through fire and smoke, but I feel fine. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any perish in the fire. Repentance was your cry from heaven above. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any perish in the fire. Repentance was your cry from heaven above. Time's running out. The flames are burning your body. You're crying, please help me. I wish I knew what to say. It's hard for me. It's too late now. We're believing. Lord Almighty, it's even too late for them to pray. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any fury fire. Repentance was your cry. It's time to die. Just a hotter, hotter burning love. It's just 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 hot, a hot, a burning love. It's just hot, a hot, a burning love. This is final warning from above.
Second
Peter 3:12. Looking for the hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
All right, did you hear that, Joe Obama? Joe Obama Biden. While there's time, repent. You repent. I'm good. Hillary, you better do it while there's time. It's a burning lake of fire out there. And, you know, that song talks about during this, you know, during the tribulation period, we'll be taken out. When we come back at the end of that, when we come back to fight the battle there, outside of Jerusalem, it's going to get messy, but we'll have glorified bodies. Now, we got God's word on it. You people say, oh, you've been watching movies. No, this is from God's word. Folks, if it's from God's word, okay, it's going to happen. It always has, it is, and it always will. And so, by the way, 14,000 hours due to be released. That's what Speaker McCarthy says, because, you know, up until now, they've only showed the clips that Nancy Pelosi has allowed them to see. But what are they going to show? NBC, ABC, CBS, they're not going to show it on this. Fox News may show some. Tucker Carlson will do some. Maybe Hannity. Okay. And then, of course, you've got all the internet TVs that will work. But for the most part,
I'm hoping Twitter will cover it too, you know, allow the videos. I bet they will.
They may. That would be good. Let's go to Michigan. And in Michigan, we have, who do we have here? Okay, we have Sean. Sean, you're in the air.
Yes, Sean, thank you very much. I want to quote you on issue you talked about earlier about the mind reading technology.
Sean, you got to turn off your radio because we're hearing double.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm calling about our mind reading technology you referred to earlier, okay? I'm part of a community called TI, Targeted Individuals. But right now, we have a lawsuit against the FBI and all those evil entities for $1.3 billion. Class action lawsuit. You can check it out. It's Targeted Justice. It's because this technology they was using and testing us on, like guinea pigs, military weapons, radiation, direct energy weapons. And this stuff is real. The beast system is here. They got, these people, it's so evil. They show you the most disgusting five things. I'll be laying there, sitting there, next thing I know, I'm seeing commercials and filthy images being sent to me. And when you try to tell somebody about it, they launch this campaign against you to make you look like you're schizophrenic or crazy. And they send people call organized stalkers. We call them gang stalkers, but it's organized stalkers. It is evil to the core. It's sort of like what Satan.
You're the fourth person now that has told me that, and there's certain things I don't have time to get into you with now, but there's. You're the fourth one that have said that what you're saying, it's not all exactly what you're saying, but pretty much. But thanks, Sean. Let's go to Massachusetts. Jeff. Jeff, you're in here.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Sanders. I want to speak about the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline. Well, what people have to realize is, and this is what I believe Russia is going to return the favor and start hitting our pipelines, and use proxies to do it. And I also believe that China will work with Russia to do that. There have been Soviet defectors like Stanislav Lunev, Anatoly Golitsyn. I mean, you know the Soviet defectors and the Eastern European defectors who have come to this country warning us of a Soviet attack on America.
I spent over a week with Stanislav Lunev when he was up here. In fact, I was basically driving him around to the different places. I had him on the program when we co-hosted him. Yeah, I know all about what happened.
Yes. The reason why I'm throwing out the defectors is because I want to give a little bit of background. Plus, I have a background in security. I work at an LNG plant, so I know a little bit about this stuff. And here's the thing. Our infrastructure is extremely vulnerable, from electric plants to gas plants to oil plants, substations, et cetera, are complete sitting ducks. Maybe nuclear power plants might be a little bit more protected because the guards carry AR-15s and sidearms. But outside of that, these places, especially in blue states, are complete sitting ducks. And if you start having blackouts in America, remember the blackout of 1977, the blackout of New York City, to where you had riots in New York. Imagine all the inner city ghettos all of a sudden going black, and the people there can't get their food stamps. Matt Bracken wrote an article called "When the Music Stops," a must read. And former Navy SEAL talks about this. I have to give links to what I'm talking about, or people just think that this is crazy talk and radical racist right wing talk, and it's not. Because you see, I see Russia returning the favor with their proxies to bring this country down, either through bombing the critical infrastructure like water plants and places like that, or just using cyber attack or an EMP attack. But once the power is out, you will automatically have insanity on America's soil. And then the National Police Force gets brought in, and we start to descend into an Angola-style regime. What do you think,
Pastor? Look, folks, people keep saying, well, China is an enemy, but our biggest enemy is the Democratic Party. These communists here, they're right here, the NOAACA, you've got them here, they want to reduce America to third world status. And that's their goal. And Joe Biden is the best president that the Communist Party China ever had. You know, here, he's working. We've been trying to tell people that, but,
We've been screaming, people are screaming, China is stealing America. They're not stealing America. They bought it.
Yep.
Our politicians sold it to them.
Stock, lock, and barrel. And Biden's not the only one.
No.
Yeah. All righty, thanks. Let's go to AC. AC, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor.
Hey, AC.
This week, you have been, your topic, your theme of your message has been counterfeit Bible versions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to bring up an example that's really shocking, and it's a quick one. It's over in Matthew 24, verse 39, and I'm only going to cover the first phrase of this verse. And in these set of verses, Jesus is talking about as it was in the days of Noah. So in verse 39 in the King James, it says, "And knew not until the flood came." Okay? Now, the NIV, which you have been using as an example in a lot of cases, here's what the NIV says in verse 39 of Matthew 24. It says that and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came. Now, there's a world of difference between the two translations. The NIV's translation makes it look like Noah didn't do his job, because we know that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He preached a pre-flood gospel with one way of escape.
120 years.
Voyage out with his ark.
Yep.
So it's ridiculous to think that the people outside, or the people that in Noah's day knew nothing about what would happen, because he told them what was going to happen. He told them there was going to be a flood. He told them there was going to start to rain.
Absolutely.
So whenever knowledge about prophecy is imparted to somebody, they know it, even though they may not believe it, but they're still accountable for knowing it. And the NIV makes it look like they knew nothing about what was going to happen. Absolutely not true. Now, what Christians need to realize is the Holy Ghost is not going to inspire one group of Bible translators in the early 1600s to translate "and knew not until the flood came," and then another set of Bible translators in the 1970s to translate it totally different. The Holy Ghost doesn't operate like that. And
I agree, you know. First Corinthians chapters 1 and 2. Yep. So.
Yeah.
You're right on. I've been preaching on that, you know, over the years. I've probably done, you know, and more in depth, we've done radio programs where we have Bruce Musselman, myself, and a number of, senior moment, Peter Ruckman. I've had Peter Ruckman on a number of times where we've done two-hour programs on the differences between the Bible, the King James Bible, and the New Age perversions. So, and we keep trying.
Well.
Alrighty. Well, God bless, my friend. Let's go to Vinny in St. Paul.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call, Pastor Vinny. You've been emphasizing the theology of Trinity regularly in the last few days. What do you think of the verse, Luke chapter 2, the last verse of Luke chapter 2, King James Version, when it says, and Jesus grew in favor with God and man? That kind of throws a twist in the theology of Trinity.
Well, yeah. It's, you know, God and man. The Bible tells you that within the Godhead, that the fullness of the Godhead was found bodily in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when Jesus said, "I and the Father are one," I know it's a little hard for us to understand, but we can understand it on the basis that we have a body, soul, and a spirit, okay? So when you look at us, you see our body, but you don't see the soul and the spirit. And when you looked at Christ, you saw the Son, but you didn't see the Father and the Spirit, did you?
Well, when you say body, soul, and spirit, I mean, one doesn't even compare anything. The body's just a shell. I mean, it's like saying it's like comparing gold, silver, and then tin. I mean, what worth is tin compared to gold and silver? The body is like, so you're comparing three things, but body's just a temporary thing that's going to waste away.
Yeah, Romans.
Trinity, one of the three is going to race away, I think.
Yeah, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 on that body. But got to move on, but thank you. Let's go to Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi, interesting clip. That's an example where, if that's true, the divers should not have been following orders. That's a perfect example. There is a new audio book called Surveillance State by two Chinese journalists about what's happening in China. It's available in audio. I would recommend it. I've listened to about half of it. Also on the Sergeant Reports podcast, this is only speculative, but episode 475 says people saw like something like lightning before the earthquake in this, saying that maybe that harp type technology could trigger an earthquake I don't think so, but, you know, that's out there. Also, when you mentioned shadowy figures in Psalm 21, verse 8, it said that twice that the Lord will find out. So what do you think of that, Psalm 21, verse 8, in terms of the Lord finding out who some of these people are for David in the context of that psalm?
Well, yeah, it's you know, when he says he'll find you out, in other words, God knows from, you know, from the very beginning. And what that really means when he finds you out, that you'll be exposed. Mm-hmm. That you, you know, what you do in darkness will be brought to light. And, you know, in fact, it kind of goes along with Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 34, where he tells those women, you know, he didn't have to look upon their hearts. They exposed himself, their own mouths, and that. And he allows people to do that sometimes. He gives them opportunity to repent, and when they refuse to do it, then he allows them to expose them, their own selves, by their actions.
Yeah, I know in Jude chapter, it's only one chapter, but verse 18 is talking about how people are mocking God, but it's also saying some could be snatched from the fire. So maybe some of these people can be snatched from the fire. They are beholden to Satan. So it's questionable. Another verse that was interesting is in the context of Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 to 17. Verse 14 talks about we will all have one purse, and that seems to be
that's socialism or communism. That is communism. But I have to move on. We've got one. Steve, your last caller for tonight. Steve, you're in there.
Pastor, maybe I'll put a smile on your face. Bannon had his program on today, and you got this headlines running under, you know, the bottom headlines. Ever since 9/11, you can read the news twice, watch it and read it, and don't know what we're reading or listening to because conception. But it said on the bottom, it said the FBI's. And I'm thinking, the FBI's? They were talking about somebody, and I looked at it. Well, if you move the letters around a little bit where you can take the S off, you could just move the I and the B around, and FBI spells fib. So instead of calling the FBI, we can just call them the fib.
Right.
I thought maybe, you know, we start putting it out there. It explains everything going on, because I can't remember, I can't recall, and that is from the Johnny Depp and his wife's trial of, I forgot exactly what the word was, but that keeps you out of lying, pretty much.
That Hillary made that line famous when she had her hearings on Whitewater.
Oh, that's what...
Yeah, she was the one... She was the one. I can't remember.
They're FIBS, the fibs.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thanks, Steve.
God bless you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Well, how much time do I have?
About 5 minutes.
Okay. Tim, you got 1 minute, Tim.
I'll just make it quick. I think you're talking about plausible deniability.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
They're all famous for that. That's their mantra.
Yeah.
They're doing the Sergeant Schultz.
I know nothing.
Yes, I see nothing, I hear nothing. But nothing could be further from the truth. And I just want to know that, I'll just say this today, like I do every day. Psalm 68 reigns, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. He's still on the throne. When he's had enough, he may or may not do something about it. I know that his ways are greater than our ways. We just have to keep our eyes upon the cross and tell people about him. And if they don't want to go and they want to remain retrobate, so be it.
All righty. Timothy, you got 3 minutes. Would you like to give an invitation? Tell the folks how they can get...
I'm going to do a little bit better than I did the other night because it was an impromptu thing. I just it pales in comparison to what hell does every night. I just want to just say this. That everybody that's listening here must be they're either curious or they've listened before and they know that this is the truth station, a truth show on a station that promotes a lot of truth, and we know that the King James Bible is the ultimate authority of the truth, of it's God's living word, and So for all those out there that know him and need to either get reacquainted, or for those that are curious and don't know him, it starts with sin. We're all sinners. We've all fallen short. And as we've all heard before on this show, that we know our sin is the thing that's going to keep us out of heaven. And God came in human form as Jesus Christ and suffered and died and rose again on our behalf to be the sacrifice, take the sacrifice, put that sin upon him, and allow us to enter white as snow. And with things getting more and more, evil is more and more prevalent out there, the time is now for us to make a decision, because we're not guaranteed the next second. And we have a lot of, like you said every night as well, a lot of people are going to run out of tomorrows, and we have to get on our knees. If you don't know if you're saved or not, get on your knees this evening. Pray to the Father through the Son. Ask for forgiveness. Mean it with your heart. Profess it with your mouth. Turn from your sins, which involves repentance and contrition. And then get the King James Bible and meditate on it day and night, and develop a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Tell everybody about what he did for you.
All right, you've got it, Nino. So, but don't you want to get into a good church?
Stick to our guns. Stick to our guns, and we let God arise and our enemies be scattered.
Amen. But we need to get into a good church. People out there, a lot of people give excuses for not attending churches, and but they need to find one. And I've had people tell me, several people call me. Say, there's a dozen of us here, but we'd like to have a good church. Then start one. You can start a church, right? You don't have to have a pastor to start a church. You can start one, and then call and have a pastor come, and they use the word candidate. But put the word out that you're looking for a man who has been raised up bold as a lion. He's got to be bold as a lion, because the Bible says if he's a righteous or as bold as a lion, if God raises him up, he will be. And if his mama raises him up, he probably won't be. We're out of time. Thanks. That was a good invitation, Timothy. And we're at that point where we get to every night at this time when we say good night. Say good night.
Good night, everyone.
You got her. God bless. And always get ready. Always, always, always
keep fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.